Our next guest was a working mom with a demanding job. She took the advice that Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg gave to women and got busy leaning in. She signed up for extra work assignments, and she leaned into her role as a mom and got busy organizing parties and becoming a room mother. Then the bottom fell out.
Rosa Brooks is with us now to tell us why women should forget Sheryl Sandberg's advice about turbocharging their careers by leaning in. Brooks is a law professor at the Georgetown University Law Center and a columnist at Foreign Policy Magazine, also a fellow at the New America Foundation. Rosa, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, to get caught up, how would you summarize what Sheryl Sandberg's advice to women means when she urges them to lean in?
You know, I think she means two things, one of which I absolutely agree with and one of which I'm much more ambivalent about. The piece that I think is important and good is she reminds women not to self-undermine and do the, oh, gee, I'm sure what I'm about to say is probably wrong, but I'm really sorry for interrupting and even saying it. And, you know, she urges women to not do things like that, to, you know, to have confidence in themselves and their expertise, which is something I think men traditionally have found a little easier than women. And I think that's right and that's important. I'm much more ambivalent about her advice to lean in a way that means doing more, more, more. And I think she's frankly ambivalent about that herself. But the nature of the modern workplace has been such that increasingly being a good worker is equated with being a ubiquitous worker who's around or available 24/7. And when you lean into that, it really hurts you, particularly women who usually have a second shift at home of childcare and other household responsibilities.
So when you do all of this leaning in, what is it supposed to get you as a woman, as a worker, as a mom? What is it supposed to net you?
You know, I think the idea, of course, is that we still live in a world in which men outnumber women in leadership positions in almost every aspect of our society, whether it's Fortune 500 companies, senior government and political positions, big law firm, leadership positions, you name it. And women also still earn less than men in comparable positions. And those are real problems. And to the extent that women sort of self-undermine by taking themselves out of the running or undermining their own authority, I think Sheryl Sandberg is absolutely right. But to the extent that the implied solution is to just do more and more and more and more, I think that's unworkable. It's unworkable for women. It's unworkable for men. It's bad for workplace productivity. It's bad for the quality of work. And it particularly tends to keep women from succeeding and gaining leadership positions.
So you didn't think that at first. You decided to take Sheryl Sandberg's advice out for a test spin. You work in the field of foreign policy. You're also a mom whose kids have active lives. When did you start to try to take her advice and see what happened when you leaned in?
You know, readers of the column that we're talking about, I think, will know that was largely tongue-in-cheek. I did not, in fact, ever make a decision to suddenly lean in, as in contrast to anything I'd been doing in the past. What did happen for me and what motivated me to write that column is that, like many women, I think, I found myself at one of those moments, a moment that I'm sure is familiar to everyone, particularly women and also to some men, one of those moments where I was trying to do 16 things at once. I was actually on an Amtrak train. I was trying to write a column. I was trying to edit a memo. I was trying to email and make phone calls to set up a cast party for my daughter's sixth grade musical. I had slept 3 hours the night before. I was going to race off to a work-related dinner the minute I got to my destination, then get up at 5 in the morning to take an Amtrak train back home again. And I thought, whoa, this is nuts. I'm trying to be perfect at everything and never say no to anything, and this is just crushing me. It's bad for me. It's bad for my work. It's bad for my kids.
So it seems like it should be sort of a girl power moment when you feel like you can do it all. You can juggle those 16 things on 3 hours of sleep, but the result for you and you're guessing for lots of other women is that they get sort of crushed under these loads. So is that the core of what's wrong with lean in, that it's just not sustainable?
Well, I think it doesn't really fundamentally challenge what has happened to the workplace and what has happened to our expectations of parents, and particularly women. And, you know, it's not really fair, obviously. I joke about hating Sheryl Sandberg. I don't really hate her. You know, and it's not really fair to ask her to solve every problem. I think it's just the book has become so iconic for so many people. But I think the fundamental message people take away from it misses something really important, which is that in the last 30 or so years, 30 to 40 years, two things have happened at the same time in American society, and together they're really pernicious, particularly for women. And those two things are that we have shifted to the assumption of 24/7 workplace availability. You know, remember, it used to be, it was once upon a time, it was a reform to create the 8-hour workday and the 40-hour work week. Today, most Americans, regardless of their income levels, if they're employed, they are working 60, 80, 100-hour work weeks, one way or the other, either because they've got to be at the office, or maybe they come home, but they're turning on the BlackBerry, they're right back to the laptop, they're doing conference calls while they're making breakfast in the morning. And we've come to assume that that's what good work is working all the time. At the very same time, we've seen a real shift in our cultural understanding of what makes a parent a good parent. I'm in my 40s. When I was a child, I would come home from school and my mother would say, go out and play. Come back at dinner time. And today, especially for middle and upper middle class kids, we equate good parenting with a parent who's always shepherding their child to supervised play dates, lessons, tutoring, extracurricular activities, which of course also just requires an adult to be available to supervise, to chaperone, to drive kids everywhere. And it literally is impossible for one human being to both manage the sort of modern parenting expectations and modern workplace expectations. Men, by and large, aren't expected to try to do both. Men are usually assumed to, you know, if you're a good worker and you see your kids a few times a week at dinner, you're doing a lot better than your father's generation was. But for women, both of those cultures are incredibly demanding and just unsustainable.
Do you think that's widely acknowledged, that it is unsustainable for women to do both these, essentially two full-time plus jobs? Or do you think we're still in a place where women are expected to lean in and commit just as much as men if they want to get ahead?
I think that's the trouble, and we haven't yet fully culturally acknowledged how unsustainable this is and how bad it is, not just for individuals, but for the quality of the work we do and the quality of the parenting we provide, quite frankly. You know, and I think that's the one thing I would not want anyone to take away from my column is the idea that this is just a call to lean out and do less or opt out or slack off. It's instead a call to challenge the assumption that more is better. Very often, more is worse. Very often, doing more and more and more means you're working around the clock, but the memos you write, the things that you produce, the ideas you generate are worse. They're poor quality. You're making bad decisions. You're producing bad stuff. Very often, the helicopter parent who's hovering over their child is not only exhausted, stressed out, and their child will pick up on that, but they're teaching children that they can't function independently, you know. And so I think that what we really need to be doing is not so much saying, oh, take a break, take time to smell the roses. That's something that we should do that on an individual level. But there is a broader point here, which is that if we want a society that enables women to be in leadership positions, as well as a society that's just healthier for all of us, men and women and the workplace, we need to push back really hard in a really organized way, both against the intensive parenting culture and its demands and against the assumption that more is always better in the workplace.
So is that going to be a hard thing for women to achieve? Because as you said, it needs to be an organized movement. Everyone needs to do it, probably men included, if
Absolutely.
They want to get traction on this. Because if it's just a few women who are leaning back and saying, whoa, this is too much, they're just going to get passed up and the system will just keep on chugging past them.
No, it is going to be hard. No question about it. And it's got several different dimensions. I mean, there's a piece that we can each do as individuals. There's a piece that we can do collectively in our schools, in our communities, in our workplaces. And there's a long-term piece which involves legislative change, you know, better, more family-friendly laws. And that's going to take a while. That's going to be a heavy lift. But I don't think that it is impossible for each of us to literally start right now. And part of it is just having the personal courage to realize that it really is okay to say at work, I've got to go home at 6. If there's an emergency, let me know. Otherwise, I'll be back at 9, and I'll take care of this work then. And I think many people often have, they, 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 and this is not true, obviously, for hourly wage workers who are often extremely vulnerable, but those of us in salaried positions often have much more power than we think we have and a much greater ability than we think we have to push back gently. And I think that when I have tried to do that, when many people I know have tried to do that, usually they're quite astonished that the response is not, oh, you're a bad employee. The response is, oh, good idea. I'll go home too. I'll see you in the morning. And so part of it is just having the personal courage to set reasonable limits. But the other piece of it, and this is still, you know, short of that long-term legislative change.
And we're just about out of time. I'm sorry we don't have time for the end of your sentence, but
no worries.
Rosa,
okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Glad to be here.
We've been talking to Rosa Brooks, a law professor at the Georgetown University Law Center.